This is the Ask Falaschini podcast, where the modern economy is discussed from a skeptic's perspective. Mr. Falaschini helps you distinguish what is sustainable in our economy and what isn't. Not everything that glitters is gold, and not all mud is dirty. The podcaster Mr. Falaschini provides no-nonsense advice. He had it all, lost it all, went bankrupt multiple times, and is now attempting to come back from zero with sustainable growth. There are numerous coaches and preachers on the internet that preach about positive thinking and how life is all roses if you just care to see it that way. Well, Mr. Falaschini is definitely not one of them. We recommend you ask Falaschini to keep it real. He discusses the darker side of the current economic reality, the side that's more important for your personal and business finance. His first intention is to help you keep what you already have. Not to be a complete party pooper, Mr. Falaschini will also hint at the earning opportunities in the economy today. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please like, share, and subscribe. And now it's time to start taking notes. The mic goes to the podcaster, the one and only Mr. Falaschini.
Thank you, Taylor. One of the hottest topics in the media today is the energy crisis, especially potential shortages and energy prices that are already rising for individuals and companies alike. I've been actively involved with the energy sector for over a decade. I don't plan to go into any politics and conspiracy theories. My intention is to share some background info. I will try to keep this episode as practical as possible. My intention is to help you identify savings and potential opportunities. I will also hint at how to adapt your life and your businesses when further energy savings are no longer possible. And let's start with a theory. For the past 40 years, we were living in a time of cheap energy. For most people and businesses, energy was readily available at their doorstep. This has resulted in a lack of energy awareness and on so many levels. A lot of recent energy policies were based on ecological concerns, not on premises of stability, self-sufficiency, locally sourced energy, moderate consumption, and similar. Today, the consequences of these policies are devastating. A lot of states, countries, towns, and individuals are in deep trouble. Namely, they're dependent on the energy import, have high energy prices, and have not prepared alternative sources of energy for their industry and their residents. In the short term, this presents a huge blow to the budget. In the midterm, this could result in an interrupted supply of energy. In the long term, this could even result in certain states drastically lowering their economic activities. If until recently, the large consumption of energy was a sign of economic prosperity, now, moderate energy consumption indicates much larger chances of economic and even physical survival. Let me continue with my personal experiences. My experience shows that most people and companies do not think about energy as an important part of their personal or business life. The effort needed to access and pay for energy has been practically negligible for a very, very long time. Direct consequence is that most people and most businesses haven't developed even the basic knowledge about energy, energy supply, price structure, and how sensitive their life or business is to energy. Together with my team, we have measured and optimized over 1,000 homes and over 100 factories and office buildings combined. Let me present you with findings that are often counterintuitive, but should be useful for your home and your business. For me, it was astonishing when I found out that most people and most businesses do not think about energy until they run into a problem. Most commonly, the trigger to start thinking about the energy is the utility bill that is much higher than expected. My experience showed that in order to solve the energy issue, first, clear intention needs to be expressed. Intention to monitor and then optimize. You need to set your goals. Goals should be expressed in dollars and in kilowatt hours or gallons. Only after the tangible and measurable goals are set, the action plan should be prepared. My experience shows that average person or average company that prepares an energy monitoring and saving action plan on average saves 20% of the money just by identifying waste and unnecessary usage. And on top of that, it usually gets a better deal with utility in the next 6 months. Here are some tips on how to save money and how to save energy. Let's start with how to save money. Change your plan with existing utility. Choose the plan that suits your needs best. Change your suppliers if possible and if needed. Buying bulk when possible. Use energy when it's cheap, especially if you have lower tariff option. Change your energy source. If electric heater is cheaper than gas, go use electric heater. Now let's move on to how to save energy. First, you have to review your habits. A lower temperature in the winter will help you save up to 40% on your heating costs. Increased temperature in the summer might help to save you up to 40% of your cooling costs. Reduce all unnecessary consumption. Service your device. A lot of unserviced devices consume more energy. If that's not possible, change your devices with ones that consume less energy. Purchase vehicles that consume less gas, for example. And you can also produce your own energy. There are a lot of possibilities how you can produce your own energy. Solar power is often possible. I would also highly recommend that you start measuring the total consumption and the consumption of individual devices and machines that consume a lot of energy in real time. Yes, smart metering has finally become the really smart choice. My personal record in savings was 80% in the household. I've identified an old electric water heater that was not used, but it was turned on. And because it was not cleaned, it used a lot of energy. And of course, also the sensor for temperature did not work. In the second case, I've identified an old gasoline heater that needed a new injector. And because the injector was not precise and it was spread, it used 4 times more energy than it would if it would be new. So as soon as they changed the injector, the heating cost lowered 4 times. My personal best in the company was 55% saving. We got this saving by identifying that cooling system on the shopping center was on during the winter times. Although during the winter they were using heating system, someone forgot to turn the cooling system off. And while conducting the measurements in real time, we could identify that the cooling system is still working even if it was during the winter time. My experience with production facility is that most managers do not understand how many percentages of a total cost is the energy. If their product has high percentage of energy in the production cost, they would need to start pushing on a price increase as soon as possible. Else, they will be making a loss if they are not making a loss already because the price of energy has increased so much in such a short period. On top of that, companies will need to optimize their energy consumption as much as possible. And as a consequence, companies need to start thinking of products with higher added value, where the percentage of the energy input is smaller in comparison to overall price of the product. Most companies should also think about producing their own energy to keep the cost of energy under control long term. And situation in service industry is even worse. I'm amazed how the service industry is almost completely oblivious that their services need energy to be executed, and how most of the managers are not able to define how much energy is in their total cost of their service. Here's a hands-on advice for service companies. If you have a service company, you can do a simple calculation of the impact of energy on your overall expenses by this simple calculation that you can do on your own, or you can ask your accountant to prepare it for you. Combine electric costs, heating costs, cooling costs, and gasoline for your vehicles, and add other invoices that are energy related. Divide that by total cost in the same time period. Now you will get a percentage that will give you the first impression on how important is the energy in your cost of service. As always, as times get tough, there are more and more opportunities that present themselves to individuals, to companies, and to consultants. Let's start with individuals. First opportunity is to pay attention to your energy costs. And of course, if you pay attention, you will also pay attention to what different utilities that are available in your region are offering. Another huge opportunity is to start measuring individual appliances at your home so that you know which appliance consumes a certain percentage of your total energy bill. Of course, you can lower your costs by lowering your temperature in the winter and by increasing the temperature in the summer. If you are a homeowner, you can isolate your building. You can put additional insulation on top of already existing ones. You can also change your windows, and you can do a lot to improve the energy consumption of your house. So basically to lower the energy consumption of your house as far as heating, cooling is concerned, and also lighting. You can purchase new appliances that consume less energy. For example, simple LED bulb will consume 4 to 8 times less energy than classical bulb. That could be the first step in the right direction if you don't already have all in the LED technology at home. Opportunities for companies are similar. Start paying attention, start measuring, and learn about power consumption. Invest in power generating facilities, especially in power generating facilities locally, and hire consultants. And here are the opportunities for consultants. You can help companies implement power or energy awareness strategies. You can help companies implement power saving policies. You can help companies implement smart metering solution. You can help companies diversify power sources. Start by adding one additional source of power for them. You can also help companies choose energy providers and utilities and to choose adequate packages based on their consumption. And let me conclude by stating the following. If for the past couple of decades, energy was something we didn't need to care too much about, things have changed. Everyone that is concerned with his or her prosperity, the prosperity of their loved ones, the prosperity of the businesses they're involved with, and the community they live in, will have to take energy into the account as one of the most important elements in the overall success. Lowering your consumption is possible by lowering the total costs and by lowering the actual consumption as a consequence of behavioral change. As I've described during this episode, you need to pay attention and start gathering info. Smart metering is probably the easiest way to the real-time info. The sooner you adapt to the new reality, the bigger your chances for success. Let me bring this episode to an end by affirming that panic regarding energy prices and overall consumption is in most cases not necessary. And back to Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Falaschini, for this outstanding podcast. And thank you for listening to the Ask Falaschini podcast until the end. Mr. Falaschini would love to hear your feedback in the comments. And don't forget, if you want to know, ask Falaschini or listen to the Ask Falaschini podcast. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.